down. There was a firefight!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales.
Welcome, everybody, to another Capes...
No!
You got it.
What? I did it.
Go for it.
Episode 33. Episode. It's happening. It's whatever.
Oh, wait,
who cares?
Wait. Episode. Not mini.
Sure. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. I'm going to put this one up before 32. Stop. And people will be like, what are you doing?
Numbers are made up and your the numbers don't matter.
Yeah. That's right. And yeah. Max has come back like 6 weeks in a row. Woo! Tell me he did.
We've
tell
him me gas he did.
We played. We paid his plane ticket every time.
Yeah, we did.
Right. So
flew him in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My arms aren't even tired.
Get out.
From all those strangers you did. Callback.
You can't reference the stuff from a year ago, Lucy.
Too bad.
Even that's a reference, Max. You're breaking your own rules.
So I'm Tim.
I'm Rashid.
I'm still Leander.
I'm Lou.
Max is still here as well.
Whoa, Max.
Max
back
is
again.
Back again.
Did you have the urge to make up a name like you do on super liminal films?
No, I feel like that's really gotten to the point now where like I struggle. And sometimes Dan will just start the thing. He'll be like, all right, go ahead, I'm Dan. And it's just like, I can't think of something. Because I try to fit my name into it, you know what I mean, when I can. But a lot of times anymore I'll just quote part of the movie.
Yeah, it's been like 160 episodes. It's got to be hard to find words with Max in them.
Right.
Mm.
I still appreciate it.
I try. I'll try harder.
I appreciate you. My pod son. He's That's my right. pod son.
I am.
Okay.
There's paperwork. We...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Like a cabbage patch?
I drew a picture in crayon.
Certificate of authenticity. Yeah.
So we're going to dive into the news. We're just going to do it. We're going to dive right on in.
Right in.
No, I don't care.
You don't need to know how we've been.
You guys are fine.
Yeah,
you guys all look well. I'm going to tell you how you are. Rashid, you look very, very dapper.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm wearing a...
we love that shirt.
Toy Story t-shirt right now.
Yep.
It's great. It's good. I like it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. This is dapper nowadays.
Dapper. Leander, you look well.
Thanks.
You look well rested.
Thanks.
You look
like. Do you just have
debonair.
Like smallpox or something for it? You look well.
Smallpox.
Like I feel like that's something you say after somebody gets smallpox. Over an illness. Like you look well.
Yes. You don't get
Lou,
over a smallpox.
I don't know.
Lou, you look
do you?
Not well.
Maybe
rested.
Now you
I
do.
I think you can.
I guess so.
Maybe.
Maybe nowadays.
Maybe these days.
In these days.
Scurvy.
Shot a penicillin or something.
You're okay.
You don't look well rested, but you look spunky.
Sure, man.
Actually, you're my son. You look great.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a cool hat, but I get by.
There you go.
Tim.
I know where that hat's been.
Well, for the audience, for the audience who can't see, Tim is wearing his Milwaukee Brewers two beer cans on each side straw hat helmet.
Go Brewers!
just kidding. It's a Jigglypuff helmet.
/cap/helmet.
I mean hat. Okay. Maybe I'm not walrus.
You said it so quickly.
You
that
really
I was
did.
Like, that was
wow,
really
it's
well.
It really is.
Bad
a
memory.
Bit.
That's
maybe
the first time
a
smallpox. You yourself checked out. You're sitting really close to
know,
the editor right now.
Went to the medicine man. Got checked for smallpox.
The local shaman.
They burned my blankets. So now I'm just cold.
Well,
good.
It's a Jigglypuff condom.
I don't doubt that that exists.
Puts it right to sleep. The ladies love it. So, Transformers movies still happening.
Oh,
three sequels have been given release
what?
Dates. It's going to be okay. I see you gritting your teeth.
I'm glad they made a noise so I didn't have to.
I cannot.
Just how?
I cannot wait.
Aren't these hemorrhaging money at this point? Like, did the other one do well at the box office?
I think they keep
doing
it.
Don't they always
do
well?
Because people like seeing giant robots smash stuff.
Can I go on a tangent real quick?
Please.
Do you guys feel like the Transformers and Transformers look like PlayStation 1 models? Like, polygons and polygons and, like, bad shiny elements on them? Because that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, some of those movies are just confusing to watch. I'm not, like, the fight scenes to me are just, like, when I was 14 and they were coming out, I'm like, this is awesome. Like, that was something that, like, I didn't have that much time with Transformers. But, like, now it's just, like, I don't care anymore.
There's one Transformers.
It needs to go away for a while.
It's the animated movie
Unicron.
With Orson Welles.
Yes.
I am on a four-movie, not-seeing-any-Transformer-movies streak.
Good.
That I will.
I've only seen the first one.
I will plan to keep for the next three sequels.
I saw the first and the third one. Is the third one where Optimus Prime was like defeated by rope? Like he was just tangled in that rope for a good 45 minutes.
Well, I watched the first one and I didn't like it. It was like tolerable, I guess, as like a concept, but not as a movie. Mm. The third one I watched because it was free on HBO, and I'm like, well, Leonard Nimoy's a voice. Can Leonard Nimoy say no? It was pretty apparent. No was the answer pretty quickly.
Well, the first one, you had Eddie Winslow from Family Matters doing the voice of Jazz, which couldn't save that movie.
Mm.
No.
Yeah, no.
And he...
And once again, the black character
died. The black character died. Yeah, yeah. I was, like, mad when that happened. I'm like...
And he was a Saturn, man. Come on. I couldn't even get a Cadillac.
Like, I was going to say, that's more insulting than him dying. I think. That was the worst part.
Yeah. You got to sell the Saturns, people.
They upgrade the Volkswagen to a Mustang.
Yeah. Look at a freaking Saturn, dude.
Yeah. The fifth movie will come out June 23rd, 2017.
Man, I would rather be plugging Froggy's Liquor.
Well, let's take a moment to talk about Froggy's then.
Actually, you know what we haven't plugged?
Plugged? The comic book store.
I'm not keep saying plug. I mean, I'm...
I'm not saying plug.
You gotta get that small
plug.
It's going to your brain.
Me not say plug.
We don't plug pogs, you're right.
I'm losing steam, fellas.
That's perfect for us. We're good. It'll come out June 23rd, 2017. Uh-huh. It'll be going head-to-head with the solo Wonder Woman movie. And Michael Bay is still attached to this movie.
Oh, fantastic.
Of course, so there will be explosions.
Yeah.
Yes. The sixth movie is rumored to be an origin story for Bumblebee.
Don't care.
You know, the character that doesn't talk.
That's right.
June 8th, 2018 is when that comes out. It'll go head-to-head with the Godzilla sequel. Has no director and no screenwriter. How'd you feel about Godzilla? Did you like it?
I still haven't seen it.
I didn't really like it.
I've heard so many mixed reviews. I just haven't. It's honestly, I was supposed to go with a friend of mine who just never went. Looking at you, John Ewald. And I just never went and saw it.
I really thought I was going to love it, and I didn't. It wasn't awful, but I didn't.
Right.
It's the Bryan Cranston one, right?
Yes. I feel it's a little overhyped. It didn't connect with me.
When did that come out? Is that two years now?
2 years ago, yeah.
And it's not, the sequel's not coming out until 2018?
Guess so.
Mm.
I feel like they're going to miss the train on that one. I don't think anybody care at that point.
Well, I don't think anyone... I think the same people who are going to care about Godzilla either do or don't forever. You know, it's not like you have to jump on the Godzilla hype train. It's just you make it because you want to see what happens.
I also think Toho, the company that put it out originally in Japan, is doing a Japanese one.
Yeah, what's the format for Godzilla now? Is it him terrorizing city, or is it him versus like another? What's that word?
This one was him fighting another monster.
All right, see that? I like that format. That's a lot better. Right.
And then collateral damage kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'll check it out.
It was okay. It just like I think a lot of people went and saw it because of Bryan Cranston, and they're like, "Oh, he's amazing!" You know, Breaking Bad. And
right.
Like, well, more people went and saw it than normal, mm-hmm. and a lot of people, I guess, enjoyed it. But if you really enjoy Godzilla already, it's like, "Yeah, this was okay."
I like Godzilla.
I do too. I'd rather watch the Japanese one.
Rather read Godzilla in Hell.
Yes, Godzilla in Hell, people. Great comic. It'll be out in trade soon. Go to your local comic book store, The Comic Book Store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey, and you can pre-order it there.
That's what I was trying to mush mouth out of my dumb mouth earlier.
When you talked about the pogs?
Yeah. When I was clogging pogs, I meant to say
we won't hold your smallpox against you.
No, that's an actual
thing. Smallpox.
Smallpox.
I have smallpox.
So if the Transformers movie number 7 is this, I would be very happy, and I would watch the other two.
Well, that comes out June 28th, 2019. No director, no screenwriter.
All right. Go ahead. So it could be anything, including what I'm thinking. What if it's...
crossover?
What if it's a Transformers and G.I. Joe crossover?
Aren't they doing the shared universe for Hasbro now?
That's true.
It can't hurt either.
No,
yeah, exactly.
No, not even
so why
slightly.
Not? So why? They already, you know, they already have a People Army and they have the Transformers. So why not the People Army just be G.I. Joe?
That's fine. I'd be fine with that. The comics of G.I. Joe and Transformers together, the old ones, the Marvel ones, are very good. And the newer ones, not really. But
what do you mean them together? Like
they had crossovers.
Oh, they've
comics.
Had crossovers before.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did IDW put out this most recent crossover?
Yeah.
I feel like that's got to be written all over.
Devil's Due did most of them. Devil's Due did like four of them. And then I think IDW's done one or two since. But the original ones were actually really good.
Okay.
So,
anyways, so that's what I want for number seven. And then I would have watched number five or six, maybe.
I was so sad at that G.I. Joe movie.
So was I.
I can't imagine, like, because I'm not as big of a G.I. Joe fan as you are.
Oh, my God.
I was really insulted. Like, I was just like, this is
The second one's
really
better.
Bad. Really?
It's still not good, but the second one is absolutely
Well,
because
they brought
better.
The Rock in or something, right?
Right. The Rock was okay.
He makes everything better.
Well, they did my favorite thing to do in a movie. They killed Channing Tatum, like, right away. And I'm like, well, this movie's great. It can only be better now.
That's awesome.
Anyways. So that's it. Transformer movies are still going to happen,
right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. Just one of, like, Death and Taxes.
Yep.
Death and Taxes and a Transformers sequel.
Cars to Bots.
Yep.
Can we get a GoBot movie? What if we got a really awesome GoBot movie? That'd be amazing.
It's a think piece.
Nothing would make me happier than if they released a GoBot movie that was actually decent, just to poop all over the Transformers. Where it's like, we took the low-rent Transformers and destroyed you guys.
We need to get that. We got to make that happen. I'm looking at you, Rishi.
Me?
You're the guy that gets
GoBots?
Things going.
Yeah,
yes.
Do it.
I'm pushing for Street Sharks before that.
That's fine.
You think rollerblades hold up nowadays?
Yeah.
You know what the hardest part of rollerblading is?
They could be on hoverboards.
Being a shark?
Telling your father you're gay.
That's true. It's also way harder if you're a shark.
If you're a shark?
Yeah.
Street Sharks.
You don't want to know Street Sharks?
No.
Here's why I don't like Street Sharks that much. The show is fine. Their main toy was rubber hand puppets.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was so disappointed. They have rollerblades on, not on the hand puppet.
Impossible.
Yeah. You just got to put your elbow awkwardly into a rollerblade.
Yeah.
It's implied.
The rollerblades are implied.
Ironically, if you've been watching The Flash, they pretty much had a Street Shark for 1 second in the end of an episode. When they did King Shark, it looked like a giant Street Shark.
I saw that going through Instagram, but I haven't seen the episode yet.
Fairly unimportant. It was like a throwaway thing at the end of an episode. But it was basically a Street Shark.
Okay.
So a giant CGI Street Shark does exist for you.
All right.
There we go. See, they're already
a third of the way there. The technology exists.
Yeah.
And the CW was able to do it. So there you go.
There it is.
So we've got through our first line of news.
We did it! Congratulations, everybody!
Yay! Although he did release three dates, if that's technically, you could break it down to like small
sub-news.
Three things
sub-news.
You care about instead of just one.
Mm, not around here.
Fair enough.
That was bad news. But it was about Transformers, man. That was bad news.
Bring us up. Give us good news.
I don't know if this is good. DC announces Rebirth. A DC event, which sounds kind of like Secret Wars, like a reboot.
Are we 52 issues in?
What's going on?
We are 52 issues in. You're fast.
I am.
That's true. That did happen. It's very hush-hush. Nobody knows who's doing what books. Everybody's getting tossed around on new books.
Awesome.
But some of the main collaborators on this event will be Scott Snyder.
I like Scott Snyder.
Ethan Van Sciver. Who I really like. Tom King, Leander's favorite new writer.
Yep.
Who writes The Visions.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. And Geoff Johns. So, three mainstays and that new guy who's doing good things. Thrown in on an event. That's the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Snyder and Capullo have confirmed that they're both leaving Batman after issue 51.
That makes me so sad. But
totally agree.
Which means we might be right with Hickman... on Batman. It could happen.
It could.
The evidence
Hashtag
is here.
Tim was right.
Is that evidence, though? Or are you
not
just
yet.
Sort of skewing what
it's
you want to happen?
No, it's evidence if I'm right. Otherwise, it's not.
It doesn't take the world's greatest detective to figure that out.
That's right.
So another reboot. Another reboot.
Of course.
It's happening.
It's not confirmed it's a reboot. It sounds an awful
lot
like
it's
a reboot.
It's called Rebirth, so I don't know what you want.
On Instagram.
Just call it Reboot. And then it's just a giant, it's everyone's boots.
Maybe they should just do Reboot the show.
Oh,
that would be good.
Like, let's get that greenlit.
Let's get a lot of things. You're the guy.
Did you ever see the Reboot movie?
No.
So good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Movie.
I gotta look it up.
Yep. Yeah, they did like a made-for-TV movie.
Saturday. Yeah, I figured that would be on a Saturday morning.
Oh, so good.
But, yeah, this is bad timing, I feel like, for this. This is like,
is there
I know
good
I'm not
When's
the
a good
only
timing
person.
For reboot?
Never.
After 2.5 issues.
You know, Convergence wasn't so well received, and then Secret Wars, that burned comic book fans as a whole. Well, and like, so I just
lose here.
Except for
Luke. It was great all the
way through. Was amazing and didn't care about waiting that long.
I did care about waiting, but waiting doesn't affect the quality of the book. It just affects how annoyed
when
you are.
The when you read the book before the main event is over, it does kind of affect the quality because it messed up a lot of storylines.
That's true, but I could have just waited to read that other stuff. That's on me.
At the rate they were releasing them, too, you're getting a new Spider-Man and a new Iron Man
every other week. You're right.
That's true.
You're not wrong. But
Secret Wars didn't end terribly at all, but it did take a very long time to get there. And I don't know, maybe DC's like, hey, we haven't had a blockbuster in a while. Scott Snyder can't write Batman Forever, although I guess he could.
I mean, he could.
He could. I wouldn't want to.
But I guess 50 issues is a good long average run.
People don't normally get that.
Yeah, anymore. I mean,
right.
It used to
be. And for all of it to be pretty good, I mean, some people don't like the Gordon Batman stuff, yeah. But...
But, I mean, compare that to, like, Kirkman's books, who the same writer for 150 issues. Like, you can
Kirkman's
do it.
Kirkman's amazing.
Kirkman's a machine.
Yeah, he's another level.
He's not even human.
You don't think he's in the same ballpark as, like, Scott Snyder? I mean, if they gave Scott...
I'm going to get hate mail now.
Look, Snyder and the other big corporate guys are playing by different rules. So I don't think it's fair to say that a guy couldn't be great for another 100 issues. If they were like, do whatever you want with Batman.
It's
better... have complete carte blanche to just do whatever you want. He's not in that position. He has to play ball with all the events.
The only reason I give more of a nod to Kirkman is only because he's doing so much more. And, like, I might even give Hickman the nod if Secret Wars didn't take so incredibly long to come out. Kirkman is doing Invincible and Walking Dead, and they're both still amazing. Walking Dead's 151 issues in. Invincible's 130-ish
range. And he's also doing what? The Devil one? What is it?
The Outcast?
Yeah, Outcast.
And he's working on a show for Outcast, and he's working on the Walking Dead show in some capacity. So he's doing so much... And those books are still good. If those books were suffering, that would be one thing. But Snyder's really just doing Batman and whatever new projects. And Witches, which does not come out very regularly.
Yeah, when's that coming back? That was a great book.
I think, if I remember correctly, March or April. It should be back.
Cool.
Yeah. Long hiatus.
I'm okay with him leaving Batman in the sense that, like, I'd rather... something end where, you know, end on a good note and totally I'd be happy with the whole run than, like, you know,
switching writers.
Have a disdain for it and just like, you know what, it's his time to step away from this book. I'd rather be left wanting more than to just be, like, completely turned off by the book. And I think this event can go well. I think, you know, for all the points that I just made about why you shouldn't do this, I think if you take that and use that to make, you know, this is what we don't want to do, this event can go really well. And I think, you know, there needs to be if they're trying to do the same thing as Marvel with the parity between the movies and the comic books, and, like, you know, they're kind of playing second fiddle right now. And something does need to be done, and this could be great.
It could be. I think their New 52 relaunch was really good overall. And I feel like they've gone stagnant the last year, because I used to read probably half DC, half Marvel, and now it's almost all Image and a little Marvel and no DC. And I still love the company and the characters, but they need to win me back.
Well, maybe Rebirth will do it.
Maybe.
We'll see. Back Static Shock.
There you go.
Cyborg, I've been reading, and that, you know, I think it's on the 6th issue. Like, the first arc started off really, really strong. It ended kind of on a whimper, but, like, you know, there's some good things that, like, I don't know. If it's not a reboot, then I guess, you know, those can just keep continuing, but, like, I'm interested to see how it'll play out. Because there are, you know, as somebody like you were just saying, I used to just read Marvel and Image. Like, I've been trying to add more DC to my bin, and this makes it easier to grab. Like, I've wanted to jump in on Flash. I wanted to jump in on other things, Earth 2, things like that. But I just felt too intimidated to just kind of, like, you know, without any real starting point. This allows me to actually just pick up those books.
Well, even if it's not an actual reboot, even if it's something kind of different, or like half a reboot, you're going to have all new teams writing these characters. You may find somebody like how Leander discovered he loved Tom King, and a lot of people discovered him because he's on a lot of books that like, he's on Grayson now, which will end, of course. He's on Grayson, he's on Omega Men, he's on Vision, he's on Sheriff of Babylon. Like, that's a weird range of books, but that guy's writing quality all across the board.
Sheriff Babylon is super good.
You're reading that. Yeah.
Nice.
Still holding up? Was it like 3 issues in?
3 issues in,
I'm going to start reading that. I added it to my bin.
Nice.
And I took off one of the new X-Men titles. I always forget which one it is.
The Extraordinary?
Yeah.
I like the all new X-Men a lot. That's been good to me.
That's the one that I hear is the good one out of all of them.
That one's pretty good.
I'll have to read it.
Disney XD is going to debut a new animated Star Wars TV series.
Is it animated or is it CGI?
Animated.
That's what animated means now, I think.
Well, it could be classic animation. It could be CGI. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's kind of more CGI because it's Lego Star Wars.
There you go.
Lego Star Wars: The Freemaker Adventures. It is kind of a comedy, but not always a comedy. So don't expect it to be Clone Wars. Is kind of what they're sending out with their press release. It's about, I like the premise, and I almost feel like, is that how people feel about this movie?
No, I just really had to pee. I've been down.
It'll be funny if that actually didn't get picked up somehow.
No chance.
It absolutely did. The Freemaker Adventures. I like the idea of this. It's about a group that scavenges wreckage of spaceships.
Which are Legos? That's pretty funny.
Yes. Yes,
man. So
you're gonna love the video game.
I know you didn't intend for it. No, but that was so scathing.
No, I like. I'm like.
Really, you did it.
No, it's kind of cool. That's the only way it could be cool.
Does everybody remember when, like, Lego, like all the Lego versions of the properties couldn't talk? Like, when did that end? Like, in all the Lego games, like, they just didn't talk.
Was it with the movie?
No, like I guess maybe with the movie, but like the first Lego Star Wars and Lego Batman, they didn't talk. It was like a silent film almost. Yeah. And now I'm like, I think that was kind of the charm to it to me. And now it's just like, why not just make them normal?
I feel
why
like do they have Lego to be Batman Legos? 2 or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
Anyways.
Yeah, so scavenger, Lego.
They go,
people.
At the wreckage of star battles, they right. build ships out of.
That's really
that's
cool.
Awesome. That's kind of, I want to be that.
It's not a bad idea, right?
It just sounds like a money grab, though.
Well, they're introducing new characters. It's all new characters. From the promo poster, it looks like it's like Star Wars Episode 4 or 5 era, because you see Palpatine, you see Vader on the poster.
Oh, okay.
So I assume it's in that era. But there's young characters, and the big, besides them just being building starships out of wreckage, they find a lightsaber amidst wreckage, and one of them is force sensitive, so that's where the plot starts to come in from there. I really like the idea. I wish it almost wasn't Lego. Like, I wish this was like a short kind of film or something.
Their last Disney had another series that was animated.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was called, but it was like last year or something. It was out, and like
the Rebels one.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. And like, I don't usually watch. I usually don't watch like cartoon stuff at all.
I think it
but
like just came back.
It was on demand, so I checked out the first 5 episodes. I'm like, you know what, this is pretty on point. Like,
right, with Disney owning Star Wars, though, I feel like they're building these characters because they might want to interject them into the movies.
Mm.
So, how do you guys feel about that? Like, they're going to invent these characters and put them into your movie universe, even though the movie universe is so far ahead from where this is. But they could call back to things. And
I mean, that's like what they did with General Grievous, right? He just shows up in Episode 3, and it's like, who the fuck's this guy? And it's like, oh, well, you got to watch, you know, the Clone Wars, which I didn't. So I'm just like, wow, it's another stupid CGI guy with no explanation. Well, this time I was wrong, because this one was explained.
Yeah, but he had 4 lightsabers, though.
He had 4 lightsabers.
Yeah, come on, man, that's cool.
Because what's better than a guy with a lightsaber? A guy
with a 4 lightsaber.
That was George Lucas.
That Clone Wars, that was when they were doing like the cartoon that looked like Samurai Jack kind of thing. Yeah. That was actually pretty solid.
A lot of people say that. I've seen a few episodes, but I don't know. That animation style really bothers me.
Well, to what you were saying, they do still do animation, because Guardians of the Galaxy is just regular animation, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally don't like that. It just feels like too many cooks when it's like, you know, so you're going to introduce a new character to me as a Lego.
That's enough said.
We can end it right there. The conversation's over.
And then I have to respect the actual movie.
Oh,
Right. No.
He speaks for all of us.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I rest my case in his court.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. Well, moving on then.
Moving on. Oh, one thing I'll just say.
Coming back then.
Speculation corner.
Okay.
I feel like I want you to put 5 copies of Poe Dameron number 1 in my bin because that's going to be his first appearance in comics.
Oh. That's probably right, yeah.
One more thing, because I thought this would come like a week or two after the Poe Dameron announcement. Wouldn't it make sense to have a Captain Phasma comic? Like, I've been thinking that. I've been waiting for it.
I'm sure they will. They keep announcing new Star Wars projects all the time.
Yeah. So many people wanted that character to be awesome, and she was pretty much irrelevant. Like, I feel like they need to do her justice before her next appearance.
I think they will. I think we are exiting the age of Marvel and slowly transitioning into the age of Star Wars. Like, I feel like this is sort of a guided journey from they're going to really end the Marvel universe with a bang when the actors don't want to do it anymore and they're going to do the Infinity stuff. And then by then we have all the Lego Star Wars, regular Star Wars, more Star Wars movies in place, and we're going to come out and profit-wise it's going to be just an even plane. You know, they're going to keep all the interest. It's just they're going to switch it from one franchise to another franchise, and I think all this stuff's playing into it. I think there's going to be plenty of Captain Phasma stuff. There's going to be books, comics, as Star Wars has always done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like this isn't a new thing. There's always been way too much Star Wars stuff. And I think that's what it's setting up for. It's all just going to sort of feed in. There's going to be new comics. All the characters are going to get introduced and new games and all that stuff. So I think they're just not even going to break stride.
Hopefully you're right.
But that's my speculation. Poe Dameron. First appearance.
Go to the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey, and order some.
I'll take 5.
Ooh.
Variant covers.
But seriously, remind me later, because I'm not going to remember that.
Okay.
I'll text you, too. I want those. I want those, too.
Okay. Daredevil Punisher is getting a miniseries that will come out to coincide with the March 18th release of Daredevil on Season 2 on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
The writer is Charles Soule, who is currently writing Daredevil and is awesome.
I'm just orgasming over here.
Turn the other way, Dan.
No, you'll enjoy it.
my poor socks. That's really it on that bit.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
March 18th? I didn't know it was that soon.
Yeah, did you see the new trailer for it?
I saw it earlier. I didn't watch it yet, though.
It's in the comic books. If you read the comic books, there's a review page for the Daredevil, so you can check the date.
You said you saw it?
I saw one of
the new
trailers.
There's more than one?
Shows more of Jon Bernthal as the Punisher interacting with Daredevil. So good. It is so really good because it's them talking about, it's all the characters from the first season talking about him in a way where it's like
Punisher?
About the Punisher. Uh-huh. Like they're like, this guy is really bad. Like, this is, we didn't think like you being Daredevil could create people like this. It's kind of like that approach. And then it shows actual them interacting with each other. He goes, "You are one bad day away from being me." And I was just like, brilliant. Brilliant.
Nice. I'm excited. We'll see what happens.
It looks really good.
Cautiously optimistic.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. About the comic or the season?
The season.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, did Charles Soule can be no wrong.
I did.
Okay.
I liked quite a bit.
Okay. I guess there's nothing wrong with being cautious.
No.
I just hope they bring Newt back.
They will eventually. And my last bit of news is at the Long Beach Comic Expo, they have announced who is nominated for the second annual Dwayne McDuffie Awards for Diversity in Comics. Dwayne McDuffie, for those who don't know, we've mentioned him on the podcast in the past, was a great, great writer. He did a lot of great, like Justice League. He created Static Shock. He created a lot of African-American characters. He also worked in animation like Batman Beyond, and he created Ben 10. And a lot of things, and he did pass away like 5 years ago, I believe it is, around this time. But they have announced who is nominated for his award. I guess his award has come back another year. It's always weird to it's a great award, but it's like, it's the second time this happened. Hey, it's still a thing. So the nominees are Brandon Easton for IDW's Andre the Giant Closer to Heaven, which I did review and was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. It was really awesome. Fresh Romance, which was by Janelle Aislin. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Miss Marvel, also got nominated. G. Willow Wilson. And Xana, which I have no idea what that is. So it's got some indie stuff, it's got some mainstream stuff, all representing diversity in comics.
I feel like that's definitely, without a doubt, going to go to Ms. Marvel. As well as it should, it's a great comic.
I don't know.
But Moon Girl and Double Dinosaur. I only got to the first issue. I hope to read the rest of that by the end of this week. I think there's two more that have come out. That's also a really good comic. It's not just the diversity of the, you know, sex of the character or the ethnicity of the character, but it's just really cool, really scientific, and for me personally, like, I can relate to the book from the ethnic standpoint of it, but also just, like, you know, same thing with Ms. Marvel, just not fitting it, and I feel like that's really cool. So you know, I look forward to seeing this, actually.
Yeah, so I'll keep an eye on this. I believe that's fairly soon that con, so we will see. But yeah, hope, I don't know. It's not like I don't know who votes on it. I don't know if it's all like insiders. Is it amongst the peers? You know, is it just like, oh, yep, that's the hot book, you're the one who wins, or is it like, hey, you're the best book, you win. And that Andre the Giant book is amazing. Let me just say it again. Andre the Giant, Close to Heaven, is amazing. And everybody should go get it. So that's it for the news, everybody. We made it through the news.
Woo-hoo!
We did it.
Do reviews?
Let's do it. Everybody do a review. Go.
One each.
All right. Should I start?
Sure. Yes.
Go for it.
I'm going to do Iron Man number 6, which starts a new arc. This one has a guest artist, Mike Diodato Jr.
He's great.
I know you're a big
All right. I hated the art so much for this. And, like, it's not bad art, but for stylistically compared to what it's been so far, like, I hated it. Tony Stark looks like some Mexican guy. Facial hair is just completely different.
So the change really bugged you.
Doctor Doom. Like, he looks just as ugly as, like, he probably looked under the mask. But the comic itself, I thought there was, you know, a really cool scene between, you know, Tony Stark actually starts dating this new love interest, and they actually go out to, like, this really crappy, just hole-in-the-wall kind of diner. And as he's talking to her, like, you know, Doom comes up, and, like, Doom is just penetrating Tony's life. And it's having some sort of, like, psychological effect on him, and he's, like, he still doesn't trust him. And Doom has showed time and time again, like, you know, turned over a new leaf, like, I'm here to help you, you need me, because quite frankly, you'd be dead if it wasn't for me. If you've been reading the arc, Madam Mask actually was kind of fucking Iron Man up until Doom stepped into his whole, like, shaman thing on her. And this actually also, like I said, this is the start of the War Machine arc, and I think that part was actually really cool. His arc all starts in Japan, which the scenery of the art is actually really good, but just the characters themselves, I cannot get over it. But one of the reoccurring themes in this and Iron Man has been, like, the ninjas for me. So, like, they actually get kind of deeper and further into, like, where these ninjas are coming from, who it might be. And I don't want to give away too much of this, but I think this arc is... the first arc finished amazingly. I think that was, like, a, you know, 10 out of 10 for me as an Iron Man fan. Like, it was actually fun to read the whole thing. And I'm looking forward to this, but I hope this is really the only issue with Diodato on the art. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, the art can make or break it, so
yeah.
I'm not mad at you at all. All right, am I up?
Sure.
All right, woo!
Yeah.
The Vision number 4.
That's shocking.
And unlike other things, I do not care if people hear me talk about The Vision every single issue. I will talk about every single issue
until
everyone in America and beyond the whole globe in the universe is reading The Vision.
Whoa,
as
universe.
They should. The Vision number 4, again by Tom King. I'm not even going to... It's so mind-blowing. All right, first of all, when I got here, this is all I wanted to talk about. I've actually had a really tough time sitting here through all these weeks that Max has been here trying not to talk about the Vision number 4.
He won't let me leave until he talks about it.
He also has
handcuffs. Lou's smallpox is getting way worse. Yeah. He's got, like, boils. It's getting weird.
We should deal with it. All right, I don't even know how to, like, blow everyone's mind about what's happening here. at the end, let me just say, at the end of this, you feel like you saw something that you should not see. Like, you know how, like, you see, like, your parents having sex for the first time? You're like, whoa, this is crazy, I should have seen
that. Is there a second time?
Why are they always doing that?
They know every home. Thursday at 10, got me again, Mom and Dad.
But that when that happens, you freak out. You're like, I should have never seen that. I should have never, ever seen that, right? That's what happens in the vision. At the end, you're going to freak the hell out. You are literally going to freak out. I, like, close the book, put it in my bag so I can rush here, and I'm in my car, like, trying to scrub myself off to make sure I have nothing on me to have evidence that I read the vision number 4, because it was so freaking good. It was so phenomenal. And, again, it's that whole deepening, like, what does it mean to be human? Of course, all that's happening. But the end is going to blow your mind. You're not going to be able to deal with it. So, look, I can't. You can't even wait.
I just got to see if you're out of your mind or...
You have to see. But it's a lead up. You're going to miss it.
I understand.
You have to do the lead up.
So, I'm going to sit here and read it.
So read the whole book. Division number 4. Amazing. Tom King is the number one writer in the comic universe right now, period.
All right. Hashtag Tom King.
Yeah.
No, actually,
Steven Sajak's up there. He's like right there, but unfortunately,
but yeah,
Tom,
you didn't even mention him yet. Yeah, so yeah. You must really be.
Yeah,
all those Golden Leanders and still no
men. I know all those Golden Leanders.
Yeah, and you know, as you can, as Tim just looked for himself, it's not like this massive like Marvel Universe supervillain happened, right? It's just amazingly human thing that happens. That's just amazing.
I love when the idea is, like, that clever, that it just connects with you in such a, like, you know what I mean? Such a level that you're just like, oh, man, like, you feel stupid for not thinking about it ever before. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm sorry. I want to keep saying things for, like, forever, but please, everyone at this table and everyone listening, please pick up the vision. You are missing out on life itself if you did not read this book.
It's so good, I've been locked here for months.
All right, I'm done. I'm done, I guess.
Are you done? Are you sure?
I'm not, but
are
I'm
you
going to
interrupt Blue? Are you good?
I'm done.
Does the vision dream of electric sheep?
I hope so.
How do I follow that? I don't.
Don't.
It's a repeat.
Okay.
Podcast over.
We're done.
Podcast over. No, go ahead. No, really. Do it.
It's cool. Okay.
It's fine.
Well, you just review it and go, not as good as Vision number 4.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah. But I mean, well, I don't think I've ever,
all right.
I don't think I've liked anything that much since I walked into my parents having sex.
Whoa!
Lol, JK.
All of my jokes are really bad. I'm keeping them myself.
Okay, so we got East to West 24, and I'm actually doing a Leander and going back to something I used to review a lot. But I haven't done it in a while. I have not reviewed East to West in a while. So I think I'm at the point with East of West that I just need to let it build up for 5 or 6 issues.
Binge it.
Because I've been reading it as soon as it comes out and they're all good, but it's just the story's so big that I'm just not getting enough per sitting. And I used to do that when it first came out. I would at least let two build up before I started reading it. Sometimes I would like just wait till I had 4 and then go through all of them. But just reading one at a time is killing me. And it's still good. We see, you know, this is like the voice guy at the beginning, and he's like torturing some dude, and he's writing letters to people on the dude's like back skin, and then he rips it off. And like the big monster beast that originally like was his symbiote or whatever, like spawns some birds and they mail it to all the main characters. So all the main characters get this like, you know, new letter, and it's like another phase of what's going on, but it's just like another sort of like puzzle piece in the gigantic scope that is East of West. The end of it brings back a character that we haven't seen in probably 10 issues or something like that, and makes it be like he's going to do something badass and then maybe in the next issue. But with East of West, you never know. It might be 10 more issues before we see him again, because they do that all the time.
Yeah. But you know he's going to be badass.
You know he's going to be badass, guaranteed. But you don't know when. So I think East of West 24 is still good, but my recommendation is like, you know, let them pile up, you know, give yourself, because the story's too big to just like remember a little bit of each month. You just want to really sink yourself into it. But As far as everything else, it's still up to par. But nothing particularly really happened in this episode. It was sort of like an issue. It was sort of just like a filler piece.
I like to reread the issue before when I read East to West.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which so, sometimes it helps and sometimes it doesn't, because they do cover a lot, like you said.
And they do. And sometimes they don't come back to stuff for four or five issues. So that's where I'm at with it. It's not a yay or nay on the book, really. It's just saying, like, this story is the kind of thing you need to really set aside some time for, and maybe it's worth the wait. So
I like that you said that, though. Actually, is the first time that you've actually, for the first time, you want to read East of West. But I only want to read it in trade. So
I would agree with that, absolutely.
That's
in
all
fact,
I've done, and it's really solid.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, you can just wait a couple years till
it's
done. Yeah,
I'm gonna wait till it's done. I'll wait till it's done.
I have a friend who does not read anything until it's completed.
Whoa.
So
there are there's definitely books that are great to binge read. I think one of the best ones is Why the Last Man.
Yeah. That's how I read it.
That's how I experienced it, yeah.
Yeah. So
that was a you recommendation, Luke.
Oh, cool.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, there's a couple. The couple that I have experienced that way, Why the Last Man was one of them.
Preacher, I read that way.
Yep. Irredeemable, I read that way.
I've never finished that.
You need to finish that book.
Yeah.
I got them here. You can borrow them if you want.
It's Wade. It's good.
Yeah, it's really good. Actually, I did think I took a little break in the middle, but I think after I came back, I picked up maybe like the fifth or sixth trade. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go through the rest of these. And that's how I love it. And there are so many good trades like that are already finished, that if you're like, okay, I want to wait for something that's out now to build up a couple trades, you can go read 100 Bullets, you can go read Preacher, you can read Irredeemable, plenty of stuff that's already done. So
nice.
But yeah, I think this is one of those books that I almost wish I didn't start reading it now so that I could read it when it's done, like Leander will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Max, do you have a book?
Sure. I read a bunch of stuff yesterday. Do you have a preference? Do you want me to go for something that's going to...
Your choice.
All right. I'll go for something that's impressed me thus far. And it's a six-issue mini called Jacked.
Mm.
It's about a guy who gets pills in the mail that give him superpowers, which seems like super cliche, like I get superpowers because of some nonsense. But it's really impressed me with the artworks. Very detail-oriented, so if you didn't like the Iron Man artwork, this might be a little bit more up your alley. Very, like, very good line work, a lot of, like, attention to detail in the shading, and, like, because there's a lot of gore, right? So, of course, they want to make it as impressive as possible when there's a bunch of gore, but this newest issue is 3, and like I said, it's 6 total. It's continuing a larger story, and it's interesting to me because it's kind of mundane as far as what's happening. Like, it's not anything crazy, it's just him dealing with his next-door neighbor. And I'll kind of leave it at that, but there's a lot more to it. But that's, at the core, all it is. Hmm. It's just him dealing with problems he has with his next-door neighbor that he didn't know he had.
And the ensuing gore.
Yes. Lots of gore. Lots of really, like, if you're into, like, kind of raunchy jokes and humor. Mm. And I mean, he's, like, a middle-aged guy, so he's going through, like, you know, his midlife crisis kind of issues and stuff. And, like, his poor sex life with his wife and all that. And it all gets kind of turned around because he gets increased libido and all this stuff because of the pills. And there's some good jokes. And,
The gore him breaking his wife's cervix?
It is not.
Okay.
It's nothing that disgusting. All
right.
It's just, it's
so
more
specific.
Like him
getting really
mad. I just been waiting for a book.
Like, what's the first thing I would do when my pills come in the mail?
Yeah, it's like him, like, punching dogs in the face. And it's weird. Yeah,
that's and I was wrong for thinking of broken cervix.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
I have way less sympathy.
And it's a quick read. It's good if you want to wait till all 6 are out. It's a real good quick read.
I've met several dogs I want to punch in the face.
Yeah. My dogs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I like your dogs.
The one can take a punch. The other one, I don't know. Yeah. The other one will probably crumble.
I kind of want to hit the little dogs more because I feel like there's the actual chance that they will stop barking at me if I just really sock them.
Mm. Dobbs is just so happy to see people.
I just want to say I don't endorse hitting dogs, but I do endorse breaking services. Personally. Out of love, damn it. Not out of, like, violence.
Yeah, in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Accidents happen.
You don't punch a dog because you love it, but you could break a cervix by accident.
That's
because
true.
You love it.
You could also snap your dick in half by accident, too.
Not if you have power pills.
Nope. It's just...
Any angle.
Wrought iron.
Jeez.
armored.
All right, well, I got the last review. It's Invader Zim, number 7. And it is amazing because it is written by Kyle Starks, the writer of Sex Castle. The only reason I picked up this book.
I thought you were already reading Invader Zim.
I reviewed issue 1, but I didn't keep with the book. He writes very well. You wonder, because Sex Castle's so out there and so zany. But his style does work with Zim. Mm. The story is Zim and Gur going to the space mall for space pants. That's the plot. They end up crashing on a planet that has no life, and they're completely screwed, and it's the usual kind of humor and jokes. The fuel from their ship mixes with some stuff that's in the soil from the crash and actually starts creating life, and Zim starts commanding the life. It's really silly. And I don't know. I don't want to give away what happens, but basically he rules this planet that he creates the life on.
Interesting.
And they're trying to find a way to help him get off the planet so he's not marooned there. Starks is amazing. Sex Castle's amazing. Read Sex Castle. So my review of Invader Zim number 7, it's good. Go read Sex Castle.
If you like this, you're going to love A Castle of Sex.
Mm-hmm. Tell them how good Sex Castle is.
6 thumbs up.
Whoa.
Belief.
I'm holding other people's thumbs belief. Up.
Nice.
It is really... If you are... I'm a huge fan of 80s action and, like, 80s kind of, like, crap films and, like, bad science fiction, or... I guess I wouldn't call Escape from New York bad science fiction, but...
You can call Escape from L.A. bad.
Yes, you can call that, yes.
And I even like that, so... It's... If you like that kind of stuff, this has got so much for you.
Yep. So, Invader Zim number 7. Go get Sex Castle. That's my review.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So, you guys got anything you want to close with? Anything else? Good?
5 copies. Poe Dameron number 1. Trust me, folks. This is your ticket out of here.
Oh, geez.
Maybe get 10. Maybe get 20 copies. Just make sure you get it from the comic book store.
Hold on. There's a test for this. How many X-Men number 1s did you get back in 1992?
I only got 1 because in 1992 I was 12 and that's all my money.
<That's fair
enough. laughs> I had like $1 from my allowance, so I bought 1.
There it is.
All
right.
Oh, well, let me plug some stuff.
By all means.
My band, Evening River Band's recording a new album.
Yay!
So to do this, we need money, but we're not going to make a Kickstarter or anything like that. So you can just buy our old merchandise, and that's sort of like a Kickstarter in reverse, because you get stuff right away.
It's a better Kickstarter.
Yeah. So that's at eveningriverband.bandcamp.com. There's some t-shirts. There's some vinyl records that also have download codes with them. So,
finally did that.
Yeah.
I had your vinyl for, what, a year before I actually redeemed the code?
Yeah, here's the thing. The thing is, nobody wants to go online and download it.
I never do.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
I mean, and even I love music. I'm way behind on stuff that I just forgot to download. It's tough. You need a physical format. Even if you can't play it, people would buy a record from you and let it sit on their table before they will take a free download and actually download it. But that's the way things are. Yeah. So we got t-shirts, because you can't download a t-shirt.
True. I feel like the next progression would just be like the cell phone thing, like where you just take a picture of QR it, code. And they could just like start downloading it.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to make it so easy for people, the QR code thing would have to just like put them in like your like iTunes or whatever you're using on your mobile phone. And just already have it, like, in there listed, so all you have to do once you, like, scan it is just hit play, and it's already playing.
Right. Yeah,
any extra steps, they're not going to listen to it.
Totally
but
agree.
If you are the type of person who might do that, yeah, go there, check it out. You can download it. Check out my other band, highcouncil.net is our...
That's the name of the band?
That's our website.
Highcouncil.net?
Highcouncil.net. is the band. We are opening for an Iron Maiden tribute band in April.
Nice.
So I'll get more info on that, but you guys should come to that.
What's the name of the band?
They're called Sanctuary, and they're from New York, so...
I'm glad they don't have an overly cute name.
Yeah, that's gonna be a super fun show. So,
nice.
There's that. Check out the music.
Cool. Leander, what do you want to plug?
What? Whoa.
You don't have to answer that.
Yeah, there's nothing to plug.
Max, you got plugs. Plug away.
Yes. Superliminalfilms.com. The home for all the stuff we do. I'll keep it to that. It's pretty simple.
Fair enough.
Facebook, Twitter, that kind of stuff as well. Social media. Other people use it. I don't very often.
All right, then. Show Max love on the interwebs, please. Show him internet cervix breaking love.
Yes. Please. I'm just going to plug my Twitter, like always, at Too Many Cheetos. Just talk to me because I'm bored and I don't know what to do with that a lot of the times, but I can answer a lot of things. And, you know, whether it's about comics or breaking cervixes or smallpox symptoms.
Every time Leander just cringes. Leander just looks down. And
I'm a very knowledgeable person.
He's like, this peaked at my vision review, and I've been miserable ever since.
He's been waiting so long to talk about it, he said just some glowing things, and that was it. And then he has to deal with all this nonsense.
And don't forget about Spice Wars, because I'm running out of things to put on my White Castle burgers and cockies and stuff. That's it.
Are you venturing to get White Castle burgers?
No, I had the frozen ones that are really terrible unless you put a lot of other shit on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm at @mad_dog_tim on the Twitters. All right, guys, thank you for listening.
All right.